and all spirits wishing to communicate, feel free to do so at this time.
Is Sally in here tonight?
Brought to you live on the BBS Radio Network. Haunted Voices Radio, where we hear what you fear. Discussing everything EVP with Mr. Todd Bates.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the new Haunted Voices Radio Show. I'll be your host, Todd Bates. We're going to discuss pretty much everything EVP here. This is a great new show coming out, and I have a lot of thank yous I'd like to give out. There's just so many out there that have helped to make this possible, and I just wanted to take a few minutes here before we get started to definitely say some thank yous. I would definitely like to thank BBS Radio, as well as Haunted Voices and our entire staff. It's been tremendous. We've had a lot come up here, and it's overwhelming. It really is. There's a lot of good news that we're going to talk about here tonight, as well as a few of these other shows that we're going to have coming up. We're going to be airing every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. It's going to be a great show, like I said. It's going to be geared toward EVP. We're going to have call-ins, answer questions. You name it, we're going to try and do it when it comes to EVP. Tonight we have a really, really, really special guest with us, Robbie Thomas. Robbie and I have known each other for quite a while, and I have to say I fell in love with the man. He has really been there for me, for Chris and I. My wife, Chris, of course, she works with me side by side in Haunted Voices, and it's just a tremendous pleasure to welcome Robbie. We have a lot that him and I are going to work on, and I'd like to just sit here and have him explain a few things as well, because I'm not going to take all the glory from him. So, Robbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a long week, Robbie.
Yes, it has, but you know, it's been a wondrous week, because you know, there's such, and I can say just such, I mean, there's much, much good going to come from this. And your show's going to rock. It really is.
Well, I thank you very much. I mean, I have a lot of faith in everybody that's behind me on this. It's something that I've wanted for a very, very long time. And that there's not too many out there that are geared toward electronic voice phenomena. And to have this come true is just, it's really a dream come true for me. So.
Oh, most definitely. You're going to bring something to the table that the listening audiences is going to be wowed by. This man, folks, I'm telling you, this is the premier, I would say, paranormal group, and I'm saying this, it's true, ever. I can't fathom anybody else, because it's down-to-earth realism, and I'm going to say this right live on air right now. I would not want to work with anybody other than Todd Bates and Chris Bates and Haunted Voices, because it's going to bring realism right in your face, and it's going to show people the reality of spirit captured on EVP, many different angles. We're going to be having film footage of this. This is going to be something else. It's going to be a real hot ticket.
Thank you very much for that. That really helped. I needed that today. It's Friday. I'm glad it's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. You know, pal, I'm telling you, again, I'm just so happy you're aboard, and I wouldn't have it any other way. It's rocking. I'm telling you, we're moving forward. You got one heck of a show, and I'm telling you, people, listen up. Every Friday night, you want to be wowed? Tune in to right here. This is the show right here.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And, well, don't miss yours either.
Oh, yes.
Let's throw yours in there, Robbie.
Okay, sure. We're going to do a reciprocation here, because, you know, flip the coin, you're going to be on my show on Sunday.
Yeah, that's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
Chris and I are really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be a hoot. We'll be airing 7 Central, which will be 8 Eastern, and we're going to have a lot of goodies on that show.
A lot of neat things that are just going to pop out there.
Oh, you betcha.
We'll kind of save the juicy stuff for then, huh? What do you think?
Well, let's give them a teaser tonight. What do you think? Yes. You know, it's amazing. Your group is phenomenal. I'm very glad that you're a part of BBS. I just glad you said yes. I mean, it's one step forward to bringing the best in alternative talk and show. And our listening audience here is probably going, you know, what's up? What's up? You know, they're itching to find out. Well, you know, there's a lot of filming that's going to be taking place. There's a lot of stuff that you people are going to see on television. Those big stations you see on television, you click through, we're going to be on them. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff. And we're going to be piping it right through here, BBS Radio.
It's going to be great.
You know, it's going to be fantastic.
I'm really looking forward to this. I mean, just the opportunity to travel to some of these places, it's unreal. I mean, we've been working the local scene for a long time, and we've had the opportunity to go to a couple locations that have been out of our precious state of Illinois. But, you know, nothing compared to what's coming up.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's going to be organized. It's just going to be great. It's going
to
be.
They're going to have to tie us down.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Where are they now? Where are they now? You know? It's going to be something else. And we can't have a better team. I don't know any other better team out there. I'm boasting. Yes, I'm boasting because, you know, we're going to have the best film crew. We're going to have the best EVP specialists around. And, you know, okay, I'm going to be there too.
we got to, yeah, we're going to have a phenomenal psychic. Okay, I'm going to tell everyone here what Robbie pretty much scared me to death the past few months here. He kind of set me back a couple years with some of his. He did a little reading, and he predicted a lot of this. Okay, now I'm going to admit I was really skeptical about the psychic realm until I talk with him, and it's kind of eerie on how he comes up with these things, and it just kind of hits you when you least expect it. You know, he brings it to you in a manner to where it doesn't shock you later, but it always keeps it in the back of your mind to where when it does hit, you instantly remember that Robbie told you so. So that's kind of the way it works.
Well, thank you very much. That, you know, that is something else. Thank you, Todd.
Well, you brought my wife to tears, you know, in a couple of her readings and with her mom and everything. It's just tremendous. You've definitely been an asset to our family, and, you know, I definitely want to thank you for it.
Oh, you know, from my heart to yours, buddy, you're a pal. You really are. I love you.
And Don, I know you're listening, and I wanted to thank you as well for this. You made it all possible. So, you know,
yes,
we got all these
definitely
great thank yous out of the way. You know, it's just I'm really pumped up here. I'm ready to go. Let's talk about a few new things.
Sure.
Let's talk about a few new things coming up here. This year is going to be an extremely busy year, not only for Haunted Voices, but for you as well, Robbie. You've got a couple things in the works on your own. You've got a new book coming out, if I understand correctly. I've been reading it, if I'm allowed to say so, and it's an excellent book, and
thank you.
Definitely be looking for it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes, it comes out. It should be out in May. It's been a long haul. It's actually been sought after for about 2 years now. Just a lot of putting in a lot of thought-provoking. It's a thought-provoking book that carries much weight in the realism about spiritualism. Mm-hmm. And through the eyes of many, it carries a lot of humanistic true stories that lends credence in many ways, like spirit moves through each of us. The many realistic personal accounts that are in the book, not alone, you know, even my own are in there, but I mean, there's many people from around the world. It does go pretty deep. It's a very thought-provoking source. It will open people's hearts, minds, and souls. It's going to grab you. It's the first book I had out was A Link to Heaven, Chats with the Other Side. We walked side by side. It wasn't a how-to book. It wasn't just about me, but everybody could relate to it. It was a very adaptable book to show people what spirit is inside them so that they can relate to it. This book is more deep deeper to show people where the reflection point comes in for forgiveness, for burden, for the acceptance, and looking for all this. And then you have the four cornerstones of spirituality. This just ties in perfectly to show that we're complete individuals. We're spiritual beings.
Absolutely. You allowed to release the name of that yet, or you got to keep that to yourself?
No, we can release it. It's called Signs from Heaven.
Great. Definitely, when you see this, folks, definitely read it. I'm reading it as we speak, and it's phenomenal. I really like it. And I've got to give Robbie a review here, and I think so far so good, Robbie.
Well, thank you very much.
Very, very well done.
Thank you. Thank you. It's meant to touch people. As you read in that one long story about a lady that was on an island, and I was involved with many different nations, the Vatican, the American White House, many senators.
Yeah, now they just turned you down, basically. They just...
Yeah, they did. You know, it's really funny, Todd, when you start to turn doors and you want to go through them, people just want to keep them shut.
Exactly.
And it's funny. If you don't have your hand out to give it to these, I call them conglomerates, because that's what government is, right? Let's look at it realistically here. If you don't have something to give back to them, they're not going to do anything for you. And it's just amazing how I talk to many, and even the Vatican, you know, the Israelis. It come right down to, finally, the government of Canada. And again, you know, I will say this, it was an election year, but they opened up and cut through the red tape, gave visas. I arranged doctors who performed the operations and all the procedures for life for free. We arranged air tickets for her and her family and her doctor on the island to come to Canada to stay. It was all spirit driven. I just felt this, and I woke up one day and that there's something wrong. I've got a calling from this woman. And sure enough, as you can read in the book, folks, I won't tell you any more, but it's a real touching story.
Yeah, definitely worth reading. Definitely. Yeah, it calms me down at night. It really does. It makes me feel a lot better after a stressed out day. And I'll fully admit that. I'm a guy. Yeah, it does calm me down. You know, it definitely chills me out.
Well, thank you.
It's a good book.
But we got a lot more stuff coming, eh?
Oh, my. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This year, like I said, it's going to be a really, really busy one. Now, for a lot of you listening and don't really understand what Haunted Voices is, what we're about, let me kind of explain a little bit. I founded Haunted Voices back in 2004, okay? I was really tired of seeing the paranormal community be taken advantage of. There's a lot of people out there that are basically getting ripped off, misled, and miseducated on a lot of different techniques and so forth on electronic voice phenomena. So I decided to kind of pull together a good community and teach lessons. I just don't want to see people that work so hard at research be afraid to, you know, spend the God Almighty dollar. You know, they want to go out and, you know, this blow this hard-earned money on a lot of things that really just don't have any meaning to them. So by putting this together, you know, what we did is kind of built a community to where everybody can kind of share their ideas, go back and forth, try new experiments. We have a great research and development department led by Mr. Jeremy Pipp, and he does a great job with it. That's taking off like you wouldn't believe. And of course, we have all of the lessons. Everything's there. We teach the basic lesson for free. I've even waived donations for the other lessons. I mean, it's not about money. It's about learning. And I'm really shocked as to how it's taken off as it did. I remember back in 2004 when we had two people, my wife and I, and it was basically, hey Todd, go in the bedroom there and play with your little computer, and you know, just building it from there, it just took off, and we got some great responses, and we built an excellent staff. I cannot thank them enough for all their hard work. Our webmaster's phenomenal, Reggie. I know you're listening. Thanks a million for straightening that up. Jen, you do great. I couldn't live without you. Bonnie, I mean, all you guys just pull together and it's just a huge family, Robbie. I mean,
it is. You guys have one aspect, and you just mentioned it. It's a family. It's a tie. You know, I love coming to your forum. I've what, done two shows, and I jumped in there one day and did a just a spot, you know,
yeah, you
spontaneity thing.
It was great.
Yeah, the room filled up like faster than, you know, you can say it, you know, fast. It was amazing. You know, those people are just beautiful people. I'd love to come back and do another show in the forum. We might have to arrange that sometime.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We'll definitely do that because the members loved having you there. They really did. They really enjoyed it. You know, you definitely made a lot of happy people that night, and you put a lot of them at ease on the times that you've come in there. So it's a great pleasure having you there. And
well,
you know, you're
you.
Welcome anytime.
Well, thank you. You know, as you know, when we do this type of work, it is really, how can you say, it does get to you at times. And because we're in a field where we want to reach out and help as many as we can and bring to the light what the other side is. And therefore, you have a different aspect and a different way of doing it than what I have. But the thing is we tie it together, you can't have anything better than what we have.
Right. I agree. And it is. You're right. It's very, very stressful.
It is.
Not everybody has the opportunity to do this on a full-time basis. I enjoy doing it on a full-time basis, and it does get stressful because you're constantly looking for answers that you really have to work for. Okay? You just can't have them pop up. It's something you really have to go after. You have to work for it, and it takes a lot of people. It's not going to be just one person. You know, it's going to solve this great paranormal mystery. It's going to take a good team, a good family together, working together to get this done, or we're not going to get anything done at all. It's just
so true.
It's
so
something
true.
We all have to work for, and we all have to get along because everybody's got to play their part. And, you know, I can't stress community enough because there's a lot of territorial individuals out there, and they just need to jump back on the wagon. They're kind of walking beside it right now. Get back on the wagon because times are coming. We're not going to get anything done unless we all do it together.
You know what people want? People want in your face, raw, real,
mm-hmm.
the truth.
Right.
They don't want any wishy-washy Hollywood crap. You know, I'm not saying it, and I'm not making it out to be any better than, you know, than anything. What I'm just trying to say is, when people ask me to help them out and do readings, they want the truth. When they get you to go and do an EVP or find out what's going on in the home, they want the truth. You can't make stuff up. And when you tie that together, and you're going to film it, as we're going to do,
mm-hmm.
we're going to show people that it is real. But it's not about us, because I keep telling everybody, and I know you reflected this statement as well, it's about the people.
Right.
It's about everybody.
It's all about the people.
It's all about the people.
You're out there helping people. You're helping people. You know, these clients, they have no clue what's going on. That's why they call you.
That's right.
And we've investigated a bunch of areas to where the client was so impressed and so interested in the subject that they wanted to join the team with us. You know, that's what it's all about.
That's right.
There's more people coming out of the woodworks. It's not as taboo as it used to be. So they're actually sharing a lot of their experiences now, and there's a lot more coming out. And they need people like you and I to kind of help them. They don't understand.
That's
you know,
right.
They
yeah.
see something. They can't explain why it's there. They can't run over and ask their neighbor if they're seeing the same thing. People will think they're crazy. That's really starting to slow down a lot. And I'm really glad to see everybody coming together and they're able to expose it a lot more than what they used to.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Because, you know, it's hard to sit there and look at an individual and you feel like you're getting taken or you're being misled. You want the truth, and it all comes down to having the truth, you know.
Exactly. It's all based on the truth. I mean, there's no other word for it. That's pretty much the only word you can use.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's true. Well, look at, you know, just give an example, all right, on my side. When I came and I first met you and we talked, and I said to you, was reading your wife, and I read many people that were involved, and I said to you, you got on the phone, and you actually choked when I told you you just left an office, and you just did television, and I know it's going to be out in 6 months' time, which will make it April. And if you go to your site, you can take a look at you going, oh, my gosh, I just left the Discovery Channel. You know what I mean? It's, you know, that's the truth. That's the type of thing that people want to see. They want to see, you know, how easy it comes through and why. There's a reason behind everything. They need to know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we're going to do our best to bring that to them.
Oh, we're going to bring them the best television, the best footage ever seen. It's going to rock. It really is.
You've
had people already explaining that, you know, this is going to be the hottest show going.
I have total faith in it. I know it will be.
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't ask for a better group of people.
Nope. And the thing is, you know what? I know you brought it up, is we're going to get the people involved.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the crunch. People are going, oh, my gosh. And you say, yeah, we're going to get you involved, because it's not about just us. It's about the people.
Everybody's interaction.
Oh, they're going to flip out.
Got to have it.
Yes. And you know what? Can we do this?
Sure.
Okay. Going to do a big shout-out down to Indiana. Can we do it?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. Indiana, get ready. You're going to be invaded. We're coming. And you know what? I know Todd's laughing, but you know what? We're coming in about, can I give it away, Todd?
Sure.
Okay. Last week in March, we're coming down. Get ready. Lock your doors, because we're going to boo you. We're coming.
We're on our way.
Yes, definitely.
We're definitely on our way.
Oh, just a minute. I'm sorry.
Well, that was interesting.
That's what happens when you got kids in the house.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, hey, break up the monotony of the talk. Yeah. Kids for sale. Real cheap, and I'm writing this down.
Hey, everything happens for a reason, see?
Oh, boy. Yeah, so get ready, Indiana.
Yeah, definitely Indiana. Get ready. We're definitely coming to beat down your door. It's going to be something wicked this way definitely comes.
Almost definitely.
That's
going to
be good.
Yes, we won't give it all away.
No, we can't.
But it's be proud, because it is going to be the beginning of a fantastic thing that's going to, you know, it's going to be a spotlight. It's going to be cool.
Very much so. I am really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to meeting you in person and
getting
to work with
definitely.
You. That's going to be great.
Yes.
Because we've been talking a lot on the phone lately.
Ages.
And it's we're clicking left and right here. And it's now I'll admit it's a little shaky talking to a psychic on the phone. Okay, I'll be the first to tell all of you out there that to talk to a psychic on the phone, you really have to close your mind.
Yeah,
somebody
right.
Like Robbie is going to pull things out that you thought you'd forgotten. Find them. Just be aware.
Yes, you can't hide nothing.
You can't. You just
can't. You know, it's funny how it, you know, I explain that to people when I teach and I explain about spirit, is when you become so free will and accepting, and that means accepting of everything in this universe, knowing that there is a higher power, knowing that, you know, you're just a speck among the everything in life, and that we're here to help each other. You become more open in the heart, and your soul reflects that, so therefore your energy is just, you know, pumping, and you can just feel the people, you feel their vibes. I've been asked, how do you pick up on people, Rob? And I say, you know, I either get it in the mind's eye, I hear it, I see things, or it just pick up in the energy from the individual, and it's so fast, so easy. Well, you've seen it, and you know, through the shows I've done at your forum, live radio, you know, and also I work missing people and murder cases, and it's just funny how it just comes, you know?
Right, yeah, you picked up the two names. Remember, we were talking the other day about the Old Town Tavern we did.
Right,
and,
right.
You picked up the two patrons.
Right,
that was,
right.
That was amazing. I still have to confirm those two names, but the Charlie sounds extremely familiar.
Right.
My mother-in-law, of course, she does all the research. She's awesome with it. And I'm going to get with her on that. And I'm really interested as to how the names come about in there, because well, wait till you see that place.
Oh yeah, it's
going to
be cool.
That place.
Yeah, I can feel it. It's amazing. Well, even one of your people that work for you, Jennifer, she was doing a haunting somewhere, and she asked me, Rob, you know, doing this and what have you, and I just said to her, you know, the name Emma. And that's the name. And she wrote me a letter back like, oh, my gosh, you were dead on. And, you know, it's just sometimes
great.
When spirit communicates, they're going to communicate either through me. And, you know, they can communicate through you, Todd. They communicate through everybody in this life.
Well,
just,
you have the gift of turning it on.
That's right.
I need equipment to hear certain things.
Okay.
I'm not necessarily clairaudient. You know, I can't – I can hear I have heard whispers and so forth, but as far as what you could hear, it's just, I couldn't do it without equipment. I mean, if I was trained on how to do it, sure, but I don't think I have that gift like you have, Robbie. I guess I have a gift with, magnetic tape and software. I guess that's my tools of the trade.
And that's a fantastic gift to have.
That's
it really is. It really is. That's an asset. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it wasn't an easy one to accomplish.
No, hard work.
Yeah, it took a lot of years to kind of go over a lot of those and make a lot of mistakes. But that's what it's all about.
That's right.
As long as I learn from them, that's all I'm asking for. And I did. And, I work with some great people. You know, Jeremy is just my right-hand man when it comes to EVP. I couldn't have anybody else to work with. He's just really great. And him and I known each other for quite a while. And we've made some great breakthroughs in electronic voice phenomena. Our last R&D investigation, we did in Atchison, Kansas, there at the Sally House. We did some experiments using mirrors and static generators, pink and white noises. We actually captured some video footage that's pretty interesting. We had an experiment with two mirrors. There's a theory that when you face two mirrors, basically it opens up like a dimensional doorway.
Right.
We had the recorder, of course, sitting there in the middle of the two mirrors, and we had the night vision video camera pointing at one of the mirrors, and we actually captured the footage of an orb of light shooting out of the mirror, not the floor, not the wall, but it was coming directly out of the mirror. And that was just a big breakthrough for us. And we also introduced the different noises. If you go to hauntedvoices.com, you'll see a lot of information there about white noise and pink noise. If you download our free training guide, you'll understand what white noise is. But just to kind of briefly explain it, it's basically a combination of all human audible sounds. The reason why you hear the constant hiss, of course, is because your brain cannot process all those at once. So it kind of goes into like a safe mode. So what we did is we played the pink noise in this in this house for about 15 minutes prior to recording. And what we heard downstairs, we were downstairs, we were conducting an experiment there in the nursery, and we were downstairs and we heard, it's an old school term, it's called phantom furniture. Basically what that is the spirit realm moving into the area, so to speak. It kind of sounds like clunking and, you know, furniture moving is what it sounds like. Well, we heard this distinct, all three of us, very, very clearly, you know, with our own ears. And that was just a great breakthrough, by using the different noises. There's a lot of people that have used these and they don't agree. They feel that that it doesn't work, it's not worth it. All I have to say is, who knows? Nobody really knows. If we knew for a fact that it didn't work, well, let's all throw in the towel and go home because we're done.
Right.
The point is, we don't know. So let's try everything. If we have to wrap something up in wet tissue paper and make it, then let's try it. You know, whatever works to accomplish what we're trying to accomplish.
You know what I did one time?
Mm.
Lady says, I have a problem every night when she, you remember how the old shag carpets, and probably the listening audience can remember this. You take like a rake, and I guess you would rake the, the fibers up so they would stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Because after the day, you know, they're crushed down, right? Well, the lady said she would see markings in the floor. She didn't understand what was going on. So I went over there, and doing paranormal investigations myself, I said, I already know who it is. It's the lady that lived there that died, right? I said, you know what you got to do is take baby powder. And the area where she comes off the floor, off the rug, onto the hardwood floor, place some baby powder on the floor. Just put it down there. You're going to, you know, catch something. She thought I was a nut, right? And I thought, no. Just do it. Promise you, right? Next day she gets up. There's the footprints. She's seen them.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. I'm going to back that up with another baby powder incident. We've used those quite a bit. Use baby powder to put around our equipment as well as the doorways. It's a great way to do that. Great way to capture. You kind of do two different things. You can capture the footprints, handprints, and so forth. You can also protect your equipment with it to make sure nobody's tampering with it. So, yeah, that's a remarkable story there.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing, you know.
It's a little...
Like, when you're talking EVPs, I got some tapes and things here. And I told a lot of people, and I want to get it up somewhere. I want to send it to you, too. The one tape we were sitting there, I know she knew it was coming. And then when I got to the home, I could feel a presence of the spirit itself pushing me away from the door. Didn't want me in. I could feel it right on my chest. So we get in there, set up the tapes. I got the digital recorders, and I got the old micro tape, right? And you can get the most expensive stuff if you want, or even the cheap stuff. And I'm telling you, you're still going to catch good stuff, quality.
Exactly.
And you can probably vouch for that too, right?
Absolutely.
Right. And so I put, I think it was a $29 fish tape or micro tape down in one area, and it was the landing where I went and read in the morning. And I told the guys, do you see my breath? And they were saying, yeah. And they were in the hallway, but through the corridor where they were warm, but the hallway was cold. I said, touch me. And they did. I said, you know what? She's right behind me. I want you to snap a picture. I'm going to jump off the stairwell. You snap a picture, you're going to get her. And so after I got her name and the whole nine yards, how she died and the year and whatever. And so I moved, they snapped, there she was, got her face right there. She'd be right on my shoulder, and it was so cold.
That's incredible.
It is. But, you know, this lady gave me a hard time. And what I mean by that is she would take her fingernail and she would tap on my tape, tap, 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 tap. And then she'd have this sinister laugh. And, I mean, it was the most scariest, sinister laugh. And I thought, what the heck is that? And the people of the home were going, what is that? And then we went downstairs. Now, this will blow everybody's mind. I'm down there with the husband, and the light from the kitchen illuminated the basement. So I went down there. I knew there was activity because that's where she passed. She fell down there. There was orbs. You could see them, and they were flowing. I'm snapping pictures, and I got quite a few snaps of them. And then all of a sudden, his wife goes, I want to come down, but it's so dark. And we looked up. We couldn't figure why the light from the kitchen wasn't illuminating the stairs anymore or the basement.
Really?
So we kept telling her, come down, come down. And we helped her down. She stood by her husband. And then one orb came really close. You could see it. It did. It came really close. So we snapped the picture. She freaked. And as she screamed and was going to go up the stairs, the shadow that covered the whole stairwell just shot right up the stairs. And then we had light again. And the door slammed. Slam. Now that freaked me out.
That's a little bit creepy.
Yes, very much, very much.
Hmm.
But yeah, EVP is it's amazing because we caught her, and we got her a lot of different things on there. Dogs barking. There was no dogs in the home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's amazing what you catch, eh?
Exactly. Yeah, you can capture animals just like you would humans. It's just, you know, they're called residual sounds. A lot of them. You go to an old barn. It's the odds are you're going to capture some horses and so forth in there. As a matter of fact, I was totally skeptic a few years ago about the whole paranormal in general until I captured my first EVP. My mother-in-law talked me into going on one of these little haunted tours. You know, I'm thinking, oh, this will be fun. Okay, let's just, boo-boo, scary, you know, just kind of a joke.
Right.
So I went out there and really didn't take it seriously, and I just had some weird feelings. You know, you know how you get that feeling when something's around.
Yes.
You know something's there. I was back there by myself in this old barn they had behind this old general store, and you know, I went out and bought the same, I bought a GE shoebox recorder. It's the same recorder I use to this day. And I went back there and I said, ah, let's try it. You know, so I sat there. I was quiet. I didn't say anything, you know, the first time, and I just recorded. And I came home, I listened to it, and that's when I captured my first EVP. It was an EVP of a horse. It was a horse neighing, and it was extremely loud.
Amazing.
It was kind of, you know, frightening because there's nothing in there. But
right.
Cobwebs, dust, and everything was about ready to fall in. And that was there. And that's what, you know, I wanted from that point on. I wanted to know why I heard that. And I haven't stopped since.
You know? No, it just grabbed you, didn't it?
It did. And then there's no going back.
That's right.
There's no going back. And it's just it's a passion. It's something I fell in love with. And I won't do anything else. You know, it's just, I've
it's
had a lot of.
It's partying now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's right now. It's all I know. I've forgot everything else. I've done a lot of other jobs and so forth, but I don't want them.
Right.
I enjoy this.
That's right. There's not too many people out there who can do what you do. And I mean that. There's many people say, oh, I can, you know, can do. But when you become a specialist at it, where you know how to, the ins and outs and the different specifications of what you're going to do and what you're looking for, is like a doctor operating on somebody. Not everybody can do that.
Yeah, it is. It's not for everybody. There's a lot of people out there that are interested in it. I don't think they necessarily understand the dangers. They can also...
You can come home with a gobbledygook.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very firm believer.
Definitely.
You
know, I'll add to that. It's like possession.
Mm-hmm.
I've done documentaries, and the latest one I've done was a girl in Toronto, and I did a documentary about her. She became attached to the entities, but in return, they became emotionally attached to her as well. So no matter how much she thought she can get rid of them, she couldn't, because within, she was attached to them. She was telling me she could tell them to crawl on the floor, and they were crawling on the floor.
Right.
And I couldn't believe this. So I show up, and of course, I didn't feel a thing. And I was honest with her. I said, I can't feel a thing. There's nothing here. I leave. The house goes nuts. I get a phone call at 4 in the morning. Doors are slamming. The elevator won't open. It closes and open, won't let them on it. And the doors are shutting, and then they went back into the home. But as they were walking back into the apartment, every door went slam. It was like they were mad. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like when you're saying, be careful, because you don't know what you're going to bring home.
Exactly. You don't know what you're going to bring home. It can affect you physically. You might hear something that is totally malevolent or angry or threatening, and it just it can terrify you. And it's you know, not only give you nightmares, but it'll stay with you. It's not just something you can forget about. There's a lot of areas you can go to where it definitely physically affects you. It's not just something in your head. You definitely can feel the presence there. You know it's there. You have your own personal evidence that it's there. Go with your gut. Don't ever let your gut just kind of go in the back of your mind. Go with it.
That's right.
It's 9 times out of 10, it's going to be correct, right?
That's right. That's absolutely right. You know, residual energy or beings, we'll call them spirits. It's all the same. Spirits, ghosts, apparitions. When they're trapped and they don't know how to get home, some of them become, you know, quite upset.
Right.
And some could have been upset before they died. They could have been somebody who was really, we'll call, quote unquote, evil individual, you know, somebody who you wouldn't want to associate with, or, you know, was just a murderer or whatever. But they stay in that state, and you don't want to bring them home, because they'll become attached to you, or they can become attached to a home, or, you know, anything that you give them power to, or, you know, over you. They can do that.
Right, I agree. Yeah, I think the two strongest emotions are going to be happiness and anger. And if they come back to a place and they see that the family's happy and giving off good vibes, they're going to latch on to that.
That's right.
It's kind of like, you know, giving them a sack lunch.
That's right.
You have something there to feed them and keep them going. They might hang around for a couple weeks and leave, but they might also stay there for a lot longer. So,
yeah, there's a lot of people. That's true, Todd, because there's a lot of people out there who don't know how to get rid of entities, spirits, apparitions, ghosts. They just don't know how to get rid of those because, for one, when you have fear inside you, you're just feeding them.
Right.
You know, it's the old example I give is if you show a dog fear, it's going to sense it.
Exactly.
So it goes the same way this way.
That's perfect. I mean, they can sense it just like a dog would. Yeah, I agree. It can be both good and bad. A good
Almost
and bad
definitely.
Experience. So just be prepared for both of them.
Yeah.
It can be fun. You know, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's not like you're sitting in an office doing paperwork all day. It can be fun. It can be enjoyable. Just respect and take it seriously. That's the key.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I'll tell you something, too. There are a lot of people listening right now tonight and right across the nation, Canada, and the world. There are ways of dealing, and if you do have entities, you want to get rid of them. One can speak of and tell you how to do it, but it's another thing where you really have it in you that you can do things like this. It's like if you're going to go to the dentist for a procedure, you don't do it on yourself. You get the dentist, the specialist to do it.
Exactly.
You have to call people. I've had people call me, well, I've tried it, it doesn't work. And then I go and show up, and I, you know, within a day or two, sometimes it does take quite a time to get rid of them because they're latched on. They do leave. But you need to get somebody who knows what they're doing. And I know people out there, they kind of delve into, I know, you know, spiritualism, I want to get into it, and I want to really get into the meaty part of it because you know, I want to read people and I want to do this and that. You're playing with fire. I really do. You know, I say to people, let it develop. If you do have it, you have it. You're born with it. It's there. There are people out there who feel. There are people who feel a lot more. And then there's people who really can do it. And that's very far few in between. And I'm telling you, I'm not just saying me. I mean, there's people out there who can really, I'm amazed with. And again, you would need to call someone like that to help you out. You need a specialist to help you out in doing these things. Like Todd said, you can come home and you got a boogaloo and he's stuck in your house. Then what
you're
are you going to do? You know, your children, your family, then you're really sitting there going, wow, what do I do?
I agree. I mean, there's cases that I refer. I don't investigate demonic hauntings. I'll refer those to somebody that can. I don't cleanse homes. I refer that to somebody who can. Those are just fields that I don't study. Basically, I deal with the communication aspect, and that's all. If it has to do with anything malevolent or demonic like that, I'm not going to mess with it at all.
No.
It's just not going to happen.
No, and you shouldn't have to. You know, again, because even yourself, you would be scared that they would become attached. And why put your family at risk?
I'm sorry, what was that, Robbie?
It was like, you know, even yourself, you wouldn't want to have somebody, you know, go do something like that and then bring it home to your family.
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all. No, that's where the respect comes in. Common courtesy, common sense.
Oh, common sense is the big word, that's for sure. That's the word of the day.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
hey, we got a few more minutes here. You want to open the call-in lines?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Let's see if we can get a few callers here. You can call in toll-free. The number is 888-268-4313. 888-268-4313. If you've got a question for Robbie or myself, or just a comment, we'd be more than happy to hear it. So just give us a buzz. Lines are open. And let's talk some EVP here.
Yeah, definitely.
That's exactly what we want to do. That's what this show's based on. And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of things coming up. We've got some good conferences coming up this year. Definitely stay tuned to hauntedvoices.com for the current events. Every Monday night, we have a very, very, very good chat that we host for all of our members as well as visitors that come in. We have some great guests in there. This Monday we have guest Dwayne Claude from Western New York Paranormal. He has the Supernatural Summit coming up April 29th. It's going to be great. It's going to have a lot of good speakers there. Definitely check into that. You can go to WNYParanormal.com and find out more information there on how you can get your registration. There's also the Paracon coming up. That's coming up June 16th. That's going to be another good conference hosted by John Nowinski of Smoking Gun Research Agency. And, of course, you have the Eastern Paranormal Conference there in Maine, Bill Waschel's group. It's a great conference. Really looking forward to all three of those this year. And that's just the tip of the iceberg for what's coming up.
Work.
Exactly. Lots to do. And it's going to be a great time. And we have spots open. We're currently looking for a chat room moderator. I wanted to get that out there. If you would be interested in being a moderator on our chat rooms on Monday nights, just feel free to get a hold of Jen at hauntedvoices.com. She'll be more than happy to help you out, give you more information about it. We've like I said, got a great staff, and that's always welcome. That's always open. Just if you want to apply, just go to the website, hauntedvoices.com, fill out the staff application, send it in, and it's definitely, we have a great volunteer staff, and we'd like to keep it that way. So only serious people, please apply, okay? There's a few people out there that don't really understand the concept of volunteer work. Just serious people.
And you have a great forum. And I hold a lot of respect for it. It's very, very informative. People are wonderful. It's just going to boom. And I'm telling you, we're all tying together. UI, BBS, we're all just like one happy family. There's that word again, family.
Family.
Definitely, definitely. It's going to be one rocket ship ride, I tell you. You know, I sit here and I've had many discussions with you, and we look down the road. And I look at all the places that we have, and we have like years of work ahead of us. It's going to be fantastic. The people are just going to sit back and go, wow, you know, this is great. And what's great about it, again, is like I say, we're going to get them involved. You know, it's going to be amazing. It's really going to be amazing.
It is. It's going to be completely interactive. There's going to be a lot we're going to learn. I mean, there's a lot of places out there that I'm just dying, no pun intended, to investigate.
Oh, definitely. Hey, and here's something too. Over the airways, anybody, if you know of anything that is very haunted, very, very historic that you have, send it in. Send it in to rob@bloginservice.com. rob@bloginservice.com. Todd, I, Don, we'll take a peek. We'll see what's up, and we may be paying you a visit.
That'd be great. Let's get it in there. Let's go.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And, you know, Indiana, stand up, be counted. Give us a call. And there's got to be some people from Indiana listening tonight. You know, we're going to be seeing you guys very shortly. So it's going to be something else being down there, Todd.
Very soon. Yeah, we're going to be visiting one of the oldest towns in Indiana.
Yes, don't give it away.
Nope. They got to look that up. They want to take time to look that up, and they deserve it.
Yes, definitely. Yes, it's amazing. I can't believe the work that we're going to do. You know, I can't believe the amount of work we've gotten established over the last few weeks here. It's just phenomenal.
Yeah, there's a ton.
Yeah.
And it's still coming.
It is. You know, it really boggles the mind that, you know, you really sit down and you put your foot forward and look what happens. You know, we've got the greatest team. Again, folks, we have the greatest team assembled. I don't think there's anybody out there even greater than we have. And we're going to do the best we can for you. We're going to do the best we can.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
And in these shows to come, Robbie, there's we're going to present certain things to people that aren't really easy for them to get. I mean, we're going to do a lot of teaching, I guess is the best word to use.
And respect.
Definitely.
Yeah.
We're going to, on these radio shows here every Friday, we're definitely going to have this a lot more open. Definitely bear with us tonight, okay? I apologize for it being a little bit choppy. I'm a little bit rusty. The house isn't really settled here. My daughter's coming in and out. We got some...
kids.
Yeah, we got some frequent flyer miles going on in here and going back and forth. So I'm kind of getting distracted a little bit. But the shows to come up are just, they're going to be tremendous. We're going to do a lot of different things. We're going to play EVP. We're going to have contests. The contests on here are going to be great. We got some great giveaways that we're going to be doing. We're going to be playing some live samples. If anybody wants to submit some of their best EVP, go ahead and email them to me at toddbates@hauntedvoices.com. And if it's good enough, it's loud enough, and if it meets our specs, we'll go ahead and we'll play those on the air. And everybody's welcome to submit any comments or suggestions, anything they would have on how they can make this show better. Basically, this is your show, okay? Whatever you want us to talk about is what we're going to talk about. We're going to have some great guests on here. There'll be some nights where we just have straight call-ins. There'll be nights where I'm just sitting here babbling at the mouth about EVP. That's just kind of what it's all about. Yeah, very good question there.
Very good question indeed.
That's a big controversy, the analog/digital recording methods. Me, personally, I prefer the analog. Okay, I'm old school. I started analog. I've captured some of my best EVP using analog or magnetic tape. You know, your cassettes, your micro cassettes, your reel-to-reels. Those are great. I definitely recommend that for the beginner. If you're going to go digital, I know they're kind of fun. You know, you can put a lot on them. They're smaller. But you're going to get less audible EVP on the digital. On your cassette, sure, you're going to get less EVP in general, but they're going to be more clear. On a digital recording, you will get more, but they'll be a lot less audible. You'll get a lot of Class Cs in there, which are your whispers and so forth. So I definitely recommend, especially for the beginner, to go with the analog or magnetic tape just to start out with. They're really inexpensive.
Funny, you know, Todd. That goes without saying, too. If an individual buys a digital camera,
right,
versus the old camera, snapshots, right?
Exactly.
The digital camera will pick up light from behind you.
Bingo.
Yeah. It'll pick up sources of light from all over, and people go, wow, look at that. I got something on, but they didn't. What they actually done is they've drawn the light in from the digital camera.
Exactly. Very, very good point. And I'm kind of stuck on the 35 millimeter. My wife, she likes the digital because, boom, it's right there. Me, I kind of like... You know, it's the anticipation. It's like Christmas. You know, you take all these pictures, you can't see them right away. You know, you've been developed, and then you see them.
That's right.
You know, that's one bonus to it. The other bonus is you have your negative, you know, to back up. But let's say you do take a picture of a full apparition. Well, you have your photo, and then you have the same image on your negative, so there's double evidence for you.
That's right.
And who's to say on the digital you didn't alter it, you know?
Yeah.
This technology
is
catching up.
You know, that's like the digital recorder versus the analog. It's a very good prime example. They both go hand in hand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They can both back each other up.
Yeah, definitely. That was a great question.
Good question. Yeah, I can go on with that for days.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. You know, it's pretty cool. We're both handy in this type of field. You know what I mean?
Bet.
Like, I can relate. That's pretty cool. But
it seems that we're back. They went ahead and granted us a second hour. I'm not for sure if Robbie's back yet.
I'm back.
Oh, good. Welcome back, Robbie.
Thank you.
They've given us another hour here.
Another hour.
Another hour. What are we going to do for another hour? My goodness, we're going to do all kinds of stuff.
Cool.
We're going to test some equipment here. Going to hear some bangs and pops. Just your little technical difficulties. Please don't blame us. Please blame Don. For all of these occurrences here tonight.
Send it to 1-800-BLAME-DON.
Yes, he would be more than happy to read all of your complaints. No, it's great. Now, we're going to have a good time here this next hour. There's going to be a lot of things we're going to talk about. Now, getting back to our little conversation there about the analog recording, that really put a spark in my mind. There's a lot of researchers out there that use the analog and have converted to the digital because they feel they have to convert to the digital to upload it to your computer. This is a very, very big misconception. Okay, you don't have to go out and spend $60 to $100 on a digital recorder with a little USB connection to upload your audio. You can solve the problem with a $6 cord. Okay, it's called a patch cord or audio cable, and you can get these at Radio Shack. They're all I use. You can just simply plug these in to your cassette recorder and the headphone jack. I get so many questions on how to upload to the computer. That would be great if I can just get this out. So I hope people are listening, and I hope they got a pen and they're writing this down. It's called an audio patch cable. You can get them at Radio Shack. Even Walmart has them now for about $4. They're real cheap. And you plug one end of that into your headphone jack, okay? And then you plug the other end into the line-in jack of your computer, the same area where you plug your speakers in, okay? Most of those holes are blue. Just plug it in there, and you'll be able to upload it to your computer. You don't need a digital recorder to do that. Okay, so I want to get that out, and if anybody still is unclear, has any questions, just feel free to email me, you know, toddbates@hauntedvoices.com, and I'll send you instructions. I'll send you the step-by-step guide on how to do it. So don't feel you're trapped if you're stuck there with the old analog shoebox recorder. So what do you think, Robbie?
I think you're absolutely right.
If you had a choice.
Yeah.
What do you
think? Why spend more money for nothing?
There are systems out there. I've seen them, and they go anywhere from $1,700 up to $3,000 to $5,000 for these big sound mixing boards, multi-track systems, digital disc, and you just don't need it, people.
No.
You don't. Was it discovered? Did Mr. Frederick Jurgensen go out with a mixing board in the woods with a computer and hook that up and get his electricity from a tree?
You know, the best recordings, again, and I'm going to back you up on that, is a microtape. You know, that's analog.
Mm-hmm.
Is, what, $29.99?
Yeah, those
I think
really
I paid.
Cheap. Those are really cheap.
Yeah.
The microcassettes, I've captured quite a few on microcassettes.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely, if you're going to use the microcassette or the standard cassette, definitely use an external microphone. I don't know if you've ever just try it with yours, Robbie. Go home and record without using the external mic, and then listen to it real close, and you're going to hear that internal gear noise.
That's right.
And you can get a lot of false positives. There's been a lot of EVPs sent to me to analyze that are simply gear noise.
That's right.
From the inside, and when you listen to that long enough, it'll sound like anything.
Sure.
So
but
definitely
if you
an
get
external
a microphone.
Yeah,
right.
Really good. What's that?
And then you get a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
And you stick it on. I think we just fried Deb.
Yeah, somebody. I think somebody felt a jolt there. you know, I'm really sorry about that. Just go ahead and send all complaints to Don.
Yeah, 1-800 call Don. yeah, you know, it's amazing. I'm going to tell the people a story here. I did this one individual, he calls me up and he goes, you know, I know I've told this story many times, but it's a very good story. Grandma, and it's his mother-in-law, but he calls her grandma. She lives upstairs, and we see the apparition. So I go over to the home, and I'm sitting there, and I feel the presence, but I don't quite see anything yet. And then I get a glimpse, and his daughter's bedroom door is shutting. He goes, this happens all the time. I said, well, she's trying to tell you a message. And I said, I have to look out that window right there. He goes, we keep this closed. And I said, what's on that side? So he pulls it open, and there's a tree. And I'm telling you, it's the ugliest looking tree you've ever seen. It had, like, faces in the bark. You could actually pick them out. It was the ugliest looking tree. Mm-hmm. I told him, I said, that's a marker. Mm-hmm. Now, if he would have... Pardon me?
No, I didn't.
That was...
Oh. And if you do...
That was technical difficulty.
Oh, is that what that is? Oh, that's the ghost in the machine.
Welcome to Friday.
TGIF. Freaky Friday. No it doubt.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Robbie.
And so I said, you know, that's a marker. And he goes, oh, he goes, it isn't. I said, yeah, there's, I'm telling you now, there's bodies buried there. And he thought I was a nut. And he goes, well, you know what? I'll tell you something. I'm putting my water lines in the home, but we're running around the back, and we're going to bring him in the home this way. So, because they were just off the side, but he had to dig and just bring him around the side to the back of the home there, and gas line, whatever. And I said, okay, fine. And he goes, if anything pops up, I'll call you in the spring. And I said, sure, do it. No word, without a doubt. Spring rolls around, phone rings, and I pull up, and he's holding a skull. And he dug up five bodies in a row.
Holding a skull.
Holding a skull, smiling. And then there was five bodies in a row. Well, it turned out we had the big press, and they brought the bodies to Toronto for forensics. They thought it was a murder scene. Turned out to be 700 years older than Christ. The First Nations came down. They did their ceremony, and it turned out that they did a dig all around the government waterfront, all down the government buildings. Turned out to be an ancient burial ground, all that whole area.
Wow.
Amazing. He has the oldest house in Point Edward, which would date back, 150 years, something like that.
I don't really investigate burial grounds. I found them quite disturbing.
Yeah. That's not making pun, is it?
The Native Americans, okay, those people are serious.
Yes, they are.
They're dead. Very, very serious and very protective. And, well, look at the Myrtles, for example.
Definitely.
It's built on one. It's just that house is just a little bit cranky, okay?
Just a tad.
We've got a few around here. A quick story about how, everybody makes fun of Chris and I because, well, we basically live in the middle of a cornfield, okay, here in Illinois. Well, cornfields can be haunted, all right, because there is one out here that... my mother and father-in-law, they do a lot of arrowhead hunting. Okay, he went out, and they were in this field. It was late at night. I'll say they had permission to go into this field. Oh, sounds like we got a call coming in.
Oh, good.
If it works.
How did you guys know we had a call?
Because I heard.
You actually heard something?
Yes. I can hear you, yeah.
Well, you can hear me now, but I don't even know how you knew there was a call coming in. There's no connection.
Don.
Yeah.
We're psychic.
Yes.
Well, I'm seriously, is this, I'm confused, but...
You're confused?
Yeah. We have a lady on the line, but for some reason, I know that I'm hooking this all up right, and I'll be darned if it doesn't work. But there's like 20 million buttons. And
did you read the instructions?
Hey,
did it come with good ones?
I'm
he hesitated.
I'm tool time Tim. More power. That's all we need.
Well, I heard a beep.
I guess since this lady's been so patient, we'll go ahead and ask your question.
Talk
loudly.
I just wanted to know...
What's that?
Various...
See, now I can't hear anything, Robbie.
I know.
You can't hear anything?
No.
Oh. They can't hear you, ma'am.
Okay.
Scream.
Okay, I'll try. I wanted to know what the...
Okay, that sounds like she's in the middle of Siberia somewhere.
She wants to know the scariest experience with EVP that you've had.
Oh, the scariest
experience. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The scariest experience I've ever had. There's more than one, but I'll name one that was probably the first one I've captured. that really kind of frightened me a little bit. It was pretty blatant. It was a male voice. We were doing a private residence, and immediately as soon as I started the recorder, it was captured the words "go." And it wasn't like a "go," you know, type of tone. It was more like a "go," you know, like he was really angry that we were there. And come to find out, this house had a really shady past to it, where somebody supposedly was buried in the basement, and they beat on the basement floors and so forth, and it sounds like a broom handle hitting, and it's really disturbing to hear that. And to hear the EVP to back it upstairs, that got me definitely a little shaky. There's other ones in a cemetery, which I don't investigate many cemeteries anymore. But in this particular cemetery, I've never witnessed anything like this, and it's going to sound extremely far-fetched. And half of you probably won't believe it, but that's fine. I saw it, and that's all that matters to me. This cemetery one night was what I like to call magnetically disturbed. Most tombstones are facing east and west. These were actually facing north and south. And it had all kinds of lights and things going over it, you know, almost looked like shooting stars going over the cemetery. And this is where I actually saw my first apparition. And needless to say, I didn't run. But I learned how to walk fast backwards very, very quick. I mean, it was almost like riding a bike, Robbie. I mean, I'm holding the camera, and I was caught off guard. Okay, I'm sitting there. I'm on. We're outside the perimeter of it, and it was during what's called an anniversary haunting, which just kind of happens at, you know, certain times a year. We had pulled in, and the flowers were just thrown everywhere. It looked like a bunch of teens just vandalized it or something. But that wasn't the case. This was out in the middle of nowhere. So we're sitting here doing some filming. We're just filming there on the inside, and I'm looking through the camera and not really paying attention to what's behind me or on the sides of me, but what's in front of me. And then the guy that's with me, he says, "What is that? You know, do you see that?" And I'm looking through the video camera trying to find it, you know, where? And come to find out it was to my left. So I, you know, kind of put the camera up and looked to my left a little bit, and there it is. It's a the best way to describe it is that it was a shadow-type individual, very tall, and it was hunched over, actually almost using the fence as like a crutch. And the fence was shaking. Whenever he was walking up toward us, the chain link fence was just going, and it just, of course, we're not going to stay there and shake hands with the guy. It's obvious he didn't want us there. And this was my first time I've seen something like this. I was quite proud of myself because I didn't drop what I had and take off running. You know, I maintained my composure somewhat. Held the video camera and walked backwards very quickly to the car. And I was able to capture his foot. So I captured like a black, I call it his foot because that's what it looks like. Because we were walking, of course, the camera's got to move.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was probably one of my scary situations.
That's an awesome story.
But as far as EVP, there's been a ton. I've been threatened. I don't know how many times. I've had a lot that really like to curse at me.
A caller coming in.
We have a caller who's been really gracious while I've been working through this. I'm just kind of keeping him on the line because there's so many of them coming in. I'm just keeping them on the line for a few minutes, and then if they're patient, we just do what we're doing now. Let them on.
Great. Just interrupt whenever we're doing.
Okay, ma'am. What's your question?
My question is for Todd. And I wanted to
okay,
say,
I can't.
Happy to have Todd and Robbie on the air tonight.
He thinks you guys are lousy and doesn't know why you're on the air. Okay.
He doesn't know why I'm on the air. Oh, he doesn't know why he's on the air.
I mean you, ma'am. I mean them.
Okay, see, I can't hear.
I can't hear you.
Has he ever been physically touched during an investigation?
Okay, I'll let him know. Guys?
Yes.
She doesn't know how you guys ever got on the air. just lost. She just can't believe you guys are on the air. And she says, have you ever touched?
Have what?
Okay, her first question, she's wondering how we ever got on here to...
No, I'm joking. She goes, she loves having you guys on the air. Wonderful show. And her question was, have you guys ever been touched by an entity? Physically touched, where you felt the entity?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Todd, have you?
Yes.
Okay, you go ahead.
Thank
first.
You.
Good yeah, very, very good question there.
Definitely good question.
yes, I've been touched. I wouldn't say it's like a nice, hi, how you doing tap. It was more of a gut check, so to speak. Filming at an old schoolhouse, I was standing in front of the doorway filming this anomaly, and it was obvious that this anomaly wanted to go out of the doorway, and I was blocking it. So we nicknamed this thing that hit me. We nicknamed him Bubba. My wife and sister-in-law actually saw it come through the window with their naked eye, and as soon as they saw it, that's when it hit me in the stomach. And I was, of course, at a loss for breath, and I moved. Okay, I got out of the way of the door. So yeah, I mean, I was kind of touched like that. I've been scratched also. But it was creepy, but it wasn't a really bad situation. So as far as being, physically touched, like grabbed and so forth, no, but having something move, you know, actually hit me, yes, that actually did happen. Robbie?
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Well, the one I described when I was going to the home, I felt on my chest, the compression of pushing me back, and I knew that the spirit entity or apparition didn't want me in there. Another good one was, now this will freak people out, just imagine you're walking down a pathway in a park and you come to an opening where it's wide open and there's a gentleman coming. There was nobody else around, just me and my wife. We're doing our walk, and he comes up and he goes, how you doing? And I said, fine. He hands me this card. It was orange. Little small little card, I'd say probably about 3 inch by 3 inch, right? And he touches my hand, and I look at him, and he looked like a very, very beautiful man, like his eyes, just beautiful, right? A lot of presence with him. So I look at the card, I open it up, and it had a cliff. And at this time I was, you know, we all battle, we get displaced sometime in life. And, you know, I'd admit it, I was displaced one time too. And I'm looking at this, and it had a cliff and it had a rope, and it, you know, and I'm shows a picture of a guy pulling the other cliff over, saying you can get closer to God and spirit. So I'm looking at this, I showed my wife, I thought, well, this is really weird. Turn around to take a look at the guy, and there was no guy around. I ran down to the corner of the pathway, which would be about 50 feet, but he didn't have time to get that far. And I looked down the other way, and there was no guy. There was nothing. And that's phenomenal, and I was touched. And blew me and my wife away. There was nobody around.
What do you think about this? Let me run this by you and kind of get a psychic's perspective.
Sure.
You know how a lot of people, let's say they have an active haunting in their home, and they smell familiar smells like cherry tobacco is common, lilac,
that's right.
Things like that. Why have you ever heard one of the, you know, a spirit tell you why they produce that kind of smell?
Yes, yes. I'll give you a few examples. One lady, pipe smoke, and she's, her story's in the book. She's from England, and I was reading her, and I explained to her all about her grandfather that she was raised by, and I said, you know, you really get a lot of pipe smoke, and I can smell it. And she goes, yes. Oh, my gosh, every once in a while I get a lot of smoke. And there was actually an individual I read on a show I did not too long ago. He was there, and this is spirit coming through too. And I said to the fellow when he called in, I said, you're smoking right now. And he goes, yes. And I said, because I can smell it. And spirit will tell an individual for a warning for that individual. And then all of a sudden I got a shot of his lungs. And I told them, you should go get your lungs checked. I want you to go get your lungs checked. And so the guy was just amazed that, you know, I picked up the cigarettes, and I said, you're trying to quit? He said, yeah. And I said, go get your lungs checked. But as for the other part, it's the smell of remembrance. that was the key thing for her, was the pipe smoke. Certain people have like lilac. I did a reading for an individual, and I said, you know, it's really funny because I see trees, and they're lilac trees, and I'm getting this smell, and it's very strong. She goes, oh, my gosh, we planted a tree for my mother when she died, and it's a lilac tree, and we put it in the backyard. I said, that was for her to let you know about that tree, because I already told her it was a tree. And she just, you know, it's just to let them know the acknowledgement that they're here, they are around.
What about what the skeptic, you know, the skeptics are basically saying that this is something that we hold in our brains, you know, almost like a memory, and then we release it.
Okay. Here's a good one, and you're going to read it in the book. I don't know if you've actually come across it. This gentleman, and again, this is from England. I read quite a few people around the world. This guy's from England, and I'll give him his first name. His name's John. His wife used to be a manager of one of my sites for years and years, and she never asked me for a reading ever in her life, never asked one thing from me. One day, I read her mom, her dad, and her son who passed come through. Mm-hmm. You'll read this in the book as you go, and I explained to her everything. And I said, you know, it's really funny because your mother, along with just smells, you get identification markers. I said, her index finger, she's missing it. And she goes, oh, my gosh, she is. She is missing that. Now, John writes me a letter. He's a skeptic. He was a big time. He didn't like it that she was doing this, but she was there and it helped her in her spirit. He changed because there was things in his personal letter he wrote that's in the book that you got, Todd, that explains right from him, that changed him right over, one being the index finger. Like, who in a million years, that's his words,
exactly,
would ever get the index finger was missing? You know, these are things that come from spirit to let us know. I know there's skeptics out there, and then when they say, you know, oh, yeah, okay, that's one, you know, okay, fine, well, you know, I can show you millions. I've got, honestly, probably about 40, 50 discs, and each disc holds probably about, I don't know, 50 readings or more.
Mm-hmm.
I got all kinds of stuff, documentation, right? Just like you do.
Yeah, and don't think you're the only one getting hammered by the skeptics either. They think we sit there and mentally think of what they're saying and project that onto, you know, use some kind of psychokinesis or something.
Oh, I know.
Okay, yeah, sure, I can do that. Yeah, I got the book at Walmart. Yeah, I'm ready. I can do that. No.
Well, you know what's really funny, Todd, too? I'm going to tell you. We had a caller.
We have a dial tone.
When a skeptic sits there and goes, you know, I don't know if you can help me, but, you know, my son was murdered, and I'm going to give people a case here. It's in Michigan, and I did a case in Michigan, and I said to them, you know, it's very, very funny because I named the street. They said, oh, my gosh, that's the street that we used to live on. And I said, okay, and then I gave them the name of the graveyard and that he was buried in. I gave them the exact name of one of the guys they thought that carried out this murder. Then I said, it's really funny because he's showing me, and this is for you guys, why is there switching of the names? I don't understand. He goes from one name, and he switches right away. Then the sister starts crying, and she says, oh, my gosh, this is too true because you know why? The other guy we figured that did this too actually changed his name to my brother's name legally. And I said, there you go. These are things, you know, skeptics, you know, it's amazing, but you got to love them because they do go through things and they sit there and I always tell us, you know, we question our faith, and every time we question our faith or we question anything in life, you put yourself in check. So those skeptics that go, all right, I knew that somebody was on the end of the line that was calling, but that's just coincidence. Oh, I knew that song was coming on. It's just coincidence. Keep questioning yourself. That's good because sooner or later down the road, you're going to hold your hand out and say, please, I believe.
It's a matter of time. It really
is. That's all it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I think they've had, you know, the skeptics have had their own experiences and they couldn't explain them. So they choose to disprove them, because they're trying to kind of set themselves at ease. That's what I think a lot of that is.
Yeah.
They don't want people to think that they're nuts. So they're going to keep it to themselves and they're going to try and disprove it. But it's good to have a skeptical opinion. I mean, I'm skeptical when I go out and do investigations. And if something does come up, you know, we have somebody on staff, Reggie, that I talk to a lot about certain things that come up. And he throws in that neutral point. You know, you have your, because you get caught in that trap to where you believe in it so much because you know. I mean, you've witnessed it, and you get caught up in that trap that you need somebody to kind of bring you back down, say, hey, it could be this. You know, I know you want it to be this, and it sounds like this, but it just might be this. And it's good to have somebody like that you can talk to kind of bring you back down.
That's right. You got to stay grounded.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
I
question everything, too.
It'll make you insane. It really can.
Yeah. But you know, it's amazing what the power of spirit and what it can do. That's all I can say. You know, the rest is up to the individual. And I think the reason why skeptics are skeptics, they fear, like everybody, change. Mm-hmm. They fear the acceptance. Because
exactly.
if they give in, then, well, you know, heaven forbid, you know, now what? They got nothing to complain about.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. You know,
yeah.
When it's done, it's done.
That's right.
And it's a matter of time.
Oh, sure it is.
I've just seen him on a lot of different shows. try to disprove us. I mean, I have to laugh at that. I'm sorry, but I've just seen a lot of them come up with so many messed up ideas on how they work and how us researchers are actually faking this. It cracks me up.
Oh, I know.
You know, how can we fake that? Do you think that we're going to go out there and waste our time and sit there for hours just to make something up?
Yeah.
What are we going to get out of it? Is somebody going to pay us millions of dollars? No.
No.
What are we going to get? Our name on a billboard? No. We're not going to get anything out of it. We're doing that because we know it's possible.
We're just bringing the awareness.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know.
Well,
I'll tell you something, Todd. And I hate to pull stuff out of your pocket and read you, but, you know, even as a child, when you were a child and you look back, okay, and you're in bed and you're sitting there and you're just glancing around and you see a dark entity, we'll call him spirit, whatever, right? You got that flash of a black shadow, we'll call
right.
it, out of the corner. Didn't you freak?
Very much.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Everybody does. Everybody gets a chance through their life to see these things. Even the skeptics do. But then they just turn around and go, nah. But how many times do they have to be shown before they're sitting there, they're willing to say yes?
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can agree from their point because there was a lot of times I did blow that off as being something, you know, that's nothing. It was just a car going by. Or there was times I was terrified in my room
Definitely.
As a kid. There was a witch on my door, you know. I had to sleep with the bathroom light on. You know, it was horrifying. And a lot of kids go through that.
Yeah.
And I just kind of, you know, blew a lot of that off, you know. And now it's, I wish I knew then what I know now.
Yes.
I'd be a 4-year-old kid with a laptop computer and an analog recorder.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you know, I grew up thinking that my life would have been crushed. And, you know, being the guinea pig among the family and my peers, because age 3, telling them, well, for one, I stood outside a townhome in my first book. I explained this. I'm sitting outside a townhome. I'm walking along the sidewalk. It's about 10, 15 feet from the townhomes, right? Children in the basement overturn a gas can. The gas runs to the pilot light on the hot water tank, ignites, so that it causes an explosion.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Nevin.
Yes. Don.
Hey.
Don?
This is Nevin. Okay. Stay with me.
Okay. Chopper's coming.
Okay.
We have
Interesting. Are you there now?
Very much so.
Can you hear me? No.
Still not working.
Hello? Hello?
Robbie, it looks like it's just you and I again.
I guess.
Yeah,
okay.
I heard the mumbled voice of a caller.
Yeah.
It's be getting louder. Well, good luck, Don.
Yeah. Stop licking the end of the wires.
I can picture it now. It's probably just equipment everywhere.
Oh, this system is just unbelievable.
So, you know, I'm walking, and it exploded, right?
Uh-huh.
And we're talking, the door comes flying off, the bay window comes blowing out, bricks and everything. Like, it was an explosion. Not one scratch. And the lady was in the living room. I remember seeing her with all the black smoke coming out. She runs to the door, and she looks at me. She paused for, like, I don't know, 30 seconds, and something caught her eye. And I can remember looking to the sides of me and seeing a glow. My mother comes running down to come and grab me. Not a scratch on me. So I think from that moment on, and knowing about the two kids in the basement, you know, I told their story in hopes that their mother one day will either read it or she hears me live and I can go and talk to her. But those two children went instantly to heaven. And from that moment on, that's where I started, age 3. Age 4, I was talking to my parents about aliens and
really?
Different planets and different beings. I knew that I had another sister that was adopted out years and years before I was ever born, before my mom married my dad. And it was all kept hush-hush. I knew all this stuff. You couldn't hide it from me. It was, you know, that's when you say, when you go back to when you're a kid and you have this stuff, well, it's built in us. It's what we are. It's what we're going to become. Todd will become the EVP specialist when he gets older, because that is where you are. You're driven to spirit. We're all driven to spirit. Sometime in each person's individual life, we are driven to spirit in that direction, that we take a path that we actually reach out and go, yes, I am going to do this type of work, be it help another individual or do what we're doing.
That really makes sense. That's a kick in the head.
That's just an open, basic concept of reality, really, isn't it?
It is. And,
yeah.
I mean, if you really look at it, yeah, that's how it works out.
Yeah, it's true. We're governed by what we laid out for ourselves before coming here to this world, to this life. And we've come here many, many times. I'm a 4-year-old kid telling my mom and dad about a previous life I had, naming my father, naming me, how I died, exactly what went on, where I lived. And they were just amazed. They want to have me regressed. Now, that's me. Other people have different things. And I know callers are listening going, yes, that, I relate to that. Of course we do, because we are very spiritual. This is just an open and shut book. We're not complicated individuals by far. We are not. We are so open to everything in this life. And the more you do become open and aware, the acceptance is the key. You turn it, everything is yours.
That is incredible. Yeah. Very, very well said. It's just a matter
amazing.
Of time. You there?
I'm here.
Something just cut out.
Are you there?
Yeah, hopefully Don didn't trip. I heard something shut off. Hope he didn't throw in the towel.
Yeah. Did he? You think he would have got the instructions by now?
I think he went ahead and put down the paper instructions, and he's probably on the phone with him now requesting the training video.
Yeah. If you call back between the hours. Yeah.
He's going to kill us.
No doubt.
Oh, I'll be stopped before I started.
Oh, boy. Yeah. It goes back to a lady asking the question, what the heck are we doing on radio?
Exactly. How the heck did that happen?
Yeah, no doubt, eh? But that was a good question she asked. But, yeah, see, you know, people tend to take a lot in life for granted. And when we go back to the skepticism and the whole realm of thinking, if people put more energy into feeling, just not thinking, you'll give yourself a whole different presence. Because I'm not just saying this to say, oh, okay, I'm just shooting stuff off here. It's not.
No,
maybe. You have to give yourself a chance. People have to learn to listen. And they have, in order in this life, here's a good one for you. In order in this life to become a teacher, you first must become a very good listener. In order to become a good listener, you are the pupil. So we all start at that point, and it never ends.
Very good point. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And there's a lot of people out there I know that'll back you up 100% on that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's a never-ending journey, this life. And I'm just glad, you know, and we're going back to the EVP part of it now, that there are people like you that can come out and say, look it, the residual energy that is left here from somebody being murdered is, it's here. The energy's here. You can see it. It's marked down on these monitors, on these, instruments that count the numbers and you can hear them ticking.
Exactly.
You know, this is it, you know, and then that puts in perspective when an individual like me comes along and says, yeah, there was somebody murdered here and this is the name is Sarah, and we, you know, when we go, the date was this and her last name was this and this is how she died. Well, the instruments aren't lying. Therefore, you got backup of an individual who's doing it. You check the records. The person is true. Well, then, you know, that energy's there. It's not fake. It's real.
Yeah, totally backs it up.
Definitely. Definitely.
Really. I mean, there's, you know, you mentioned the word residual. And, you know, I do capture a lot more residual than I do the interactive residual energy out there. You know, for example, there's one instance. You know, we had a caller mention earlier about more scariest EVP. It's one not only I really don't like talking about it. My wife, she won't talk about it. It really disturbed her. There was a, but I'll go ahead and tell everybody that way because I want them to understand just what you can capture out there and how easily, you know, it could be done. It's just amazing. This EVP that I captured, it was captured on the front porch of the home. I wasn't even inside of it. It was captured on the front porch. And what had happened at this home was a brutal murder did take place. It was almost like a contract hit wife, and this particular gentleman didn't know that the children were going to be there. And the children came out and witnessed what he was doing to their mother. And basically he left and set the house ablaze with everyone in it. And this, they had a tenant move in, and she wasn't there very long. There was, she had reports, you know, she was sitting on the couch, and she could feel two children kind of snuggling up next to her. Well, I guess the mother there, you know, that was, you know, killed, she was really jealous of this, and she didn't like this lady at all. The tenant was saying she heard voices and all kinds of things of this woman, you know, yelling at her, telling her to get out and so forth. So we went out there one night. She wanted some closure. Well, we get there and, at first we're standing right there in the yard outside, and that tenant is standing there with us, and she hears this voice just really loud in her ear say, get out. And she started crying immediately, and she came over and said that somebody, you know, scared in her, yelled in her ear. And, you know, I told her to go stand across the street, you know, to get off the property there. And I went over there and did a session over there on the porch and captured the most heart-wrenching voices that I've ever heard of a mother screaming and as well as her two daughters screaming inside. It was terrible. And that's the only one I kept. I have a lot of them on disc, and I actually destroyed that disc. It was that disturbing.
It gets to you.
Yeah. Yeah, it really messes with me. And it's one of those that it's where the research takes place, you know, something that you have to do, but you don't like doing it. Obviously scarred me for life, you know. I mean, it's something I can't forget about. So that's what I was saying earlier about this stuff being embedded in your mind. It's going to, and there's going to be places that it's going to leave something in your mind, you know, to where you know each time you go there that it's just going to refresh it. You know, you're going to put it in the back of your mind, and you'll think you forgot about it, and then you'll go to that place again, and it's all right back. You just can't get rid of it.
You know what I think? I think people lose faith when they start to think it's a game. And then they lose perspective in that these were human beings at one time.
Right.
You know, when I did, exactly, I heard, you know, I cornered her. And this goes back to the one I stepped off the landing and they snapped her face. I knew her name, and I cornered her after, and I was trying to get rid of her to go to the light. You can hear her crying. And she says, in a whisper, the truth. Like this. Because I finally said that it wasn't that she just died. There was a fire in the kitchen. Why was there a fire in part of the wall? And the owners were saying, yeah, there was. And I said, well, the basement door, that's why it's slamming all the time. And when I snapped the shot by the basement door, you could see the entity go right across my in front of my face. It was like a tail streak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said that, you know, she was murdered, and she was down in the basement.
See how it's,
so
see how it's
crying,
over on your phone?
I did it five times.
Yeah.
You know, you get emotional because you know what they're going through. They're trapped. They were human beings at one time. You have to lend a hand.
Going through your phone, and that's right.
A lot of people miss this. They get the misconception. They think that they see these Hollywood things on TV, and they think,
obviously,
wow, you know, Ghostbusters, here we go. It's not only that it's draining.
Something's going
very emotional. You get very emotionally attached to it. It's your life.
So I hit the speaker off button.
You become family.
You're off. You're no longer on the air.
And you'll never forget.
Place, you know?
Them. You'll never do.
Not an answer.
Yeah.
No.
Also,
you really
volume
don't.
So low. I suspect.
Yeah, don't be misled
minimal
by
breathe-through of
television
sort.
Or movies. I'm not going to mention a movie, but a very popular movie that was just recently, you know, released last year.
Can I mention it?
Sure.
White Noise.
Yeah, exactly. I had a lot of people sign up for lessons after this, and I had no choice but to really sit them down and explain reality over the phone. That's kind of hard to do.
Yeah.
These people see a movie. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure this helped Sony TV sales tremendously. All right, that's great. You know, good for them. But as far as the public taking us seriously, it really kind of hurt us.
Are you there?
People were emailing, requesting lessons.
Are you talking?
And had
no, I'm not saying
anything. They were getting into
television.
I need you to talk.
My personal opinion,
I don't
think you can sit there in front of a television set and
talk
to grandma. You need another ability you have.
I say you have got to
do something like that.
You hit a good point. And I want to back up here a bit. You can't just...
Can you guys hear Nevin?
Do what I used to do.
Hello,
Nevin?
Hello, who am I talking to?
No, we don't hear Nevin.
Not a word.
Hello?
Well, that goes back to the... I want to back up again. To the point where you can't sit in front of the TV and call your grandma. Now, I'm going to give you the spiritual side of it. They're just as busy over there in their life as we are.
Okay, I'll keep talking.
The entities that are here, people wonder why
they
come through. The reason they come through is that they think we're invading their space.
Christians just
tragically died.
They really
didn't understand why they died.
He was hired as manager.
Like this all goes down the same path. They're stuck. So,
you
don't
need
grandma.
I didn't know I was on the air.
You know, you're annoying her.
Right.
You know, they're on the other side. They're teaching. They're loving. They're showing. They're sharing. They're working. It's not just that they sit on cloud.
Yeah, well.
They don't do that.
It went out.
The last thing they're going to, they're not going to sit there and a
but it's truth for me. Whatever it is, it was true.
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, life goes on over there. And,
I'm not
jumping on Bibles or anything like that. Grab your scripture and you look into it. They talk about the other
they
side.
Blog,
and
must
goes
be
on.
Done.
Life goes on over there.
It's eternal. And
we are competing with blogs.
Whoa.
And I had always intended to take on
Houston. We have a problem.
Media.
Yeah, we have something going on there.
Without that format, we are nothing but amateurs playing with Net Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Gee, do you want me to keep talking? I assume you do.
That's getting better.
Yep. It's almost coming through.
Just about got it.
I'll keep talking.
Can you hear us?
Only minimally, John. I can only barely hear them.
Yeah, it's barely working.
Okay, that just sounded like two planets collided.
I hear them speaking. but it's very low. How's my volume?
Well, we can almost hear you.
We can hear you, but you're really stretched and scratchy.
Sounds like there's a lot of reverb.
It sounds like you're on the other side.
Yeah. A lot of reverb or something going on there.
Well, we got a lot of voices coming through here. I don't know who I'm talking to.
This is Todd.
Nothing, that's for sure. I got a cigarette dangling out of my mouth. And a scratchy voice.
Is this Nevin?
Yes.
Hi, Nevin. This is Robbie.
I'm trying to help Don out with the equipment. Talk a little bit louder because I can't really hear you on my end.
Can you hear me okay? This is Todd.
Yell into the microphone. Project, folks, project.
Nope, that didn't work.
Nope.
I can almost hear you. Actually, you sound like spirits in my closet.
Yeah,
spirits in your closet?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Are we on the air on the show?
Yeah, we're on the air. Very much so, yeah.
Yeah.
What show are we doing, guys?
We're doing the Haunted Voices Forum show.
All right, I'll keep talking. Don wants me to keep talking, so you just listen to this very rambly voice.
Hey, no problem. Yeah, as long as you
tell me what you're talking about.
Yeah, we got to get it fixed. That's why
we're talking about EVPs.
Okay.
Do you know anything about electronic voice phenomena?
Well, that's going on tonight, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Our equipment is brand new, and Don has problems with it. You know when you're at the top of the ladder, you don't have major problems, only minor ones.
Wow, that almost sounded halfway
good. That almost sounded pretty good, Nevin.
Well, good. Don must be tweaking the equipment.
Yeah.
Because my voice, the way it is, it's never going to come in sweet and melodious.
He opened the book, Robbie.
I think he did.
He opened the book.
Yeah, page one.
Way to go. I mean, don't feel
bad,
Don.
Kudos to Don.
There's sometimes I'll pull in the gas station and ask for directions, too. It's okay, buddy. We're here for you.
We're here for you, buddy.
Novel.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, but, you know, again, getting back to the fact that, you know, people and they want to do, it's like anything, you know, spirituality has come a long way and it's getting stronger. There's a lot of things that are going on in life. So not only does that, but it ties in with EVPs. It ties in with people doing film shots and stuff. Mm-hmm. But everybody wants to jump in and do it now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Exactly. And it's not something you go to college and you learn.
No.
It's something that's in you from life.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I got a message. Can you hear me clearly?
Can hear you a little better.
A little better. All right, let's tweak a little more.
It kind of sounds like you move more toward purgatory now, Robbie.
Yeah, yeah.
He's getting a little bit closer.
Towards purgatory? Robbie, you're going to purgatory and I'm going to paradise. Let me know when it's better in terms of my voice. He's tweaking it as I speak. How's it coming in now?
No, not that good.
Not that good. Hold on, let me write it.
You're still scratchy. And you sound like you're muffled.
Say that again, Robbie.
Oh, now you're really off.
Yeah, see, that's not
working. All right, hold on. Really off. All right.
Well, you know, to all our listeners out there, I want to tell you guys again, this Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, please check out the program. It's going to be a doozy, and I'm interviewing Todd, and we're in his wife. And this is going to be fantastic.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. We're going to let out some news and stuff. And you know what? I've got a giveaway. I am going to give an autograph book of A Link to Heaven, Chats with the Other Side. And I'm going to do it. I will name it when we're on the show, Todd. How's that? Or I'll
great.
Let you pick the time. You just go, Rob, I think it's time. And the next caller that calls in is the one who's going to win it.
Okay, sounds perfect.
Yeah, it could be.
Hey, Robbie, I got to break in again. How's my voice?
No.
Mm-mm.
No. All right.
No. No good. It could be half past the hour, but somebody's going to win that book.
Good.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun, too.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, that really hurt my ear there.
Wow. I hope we get all this worked out before next week.
Yeah, I hope they get it worked out. Yeah, definitely.
We're not trying, guys.
Hey, that sounds not bad.
How's it? Is this coming in okay now?
Well, not bad.
It's getting better.
Uh-oh, hold on. I'm getting better.
It sounds like you got a real bad cold.
I've got pneumonia is what I got.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm just getting over it. That's right.
Well, wow.
Yeah.
This is my fourth week, and my voice is quite improved.
That's what happens, folks. You get a poor guy who has pneumonia. Mm-hmm. You get a slave driver like Don, who doesn't read the instructions.
It's pathetic, you know. It makes me ashamed to be an American.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Hey, we're just guys. You know, we're using suits and cans and a string here.
I'm going to bury my head in the sand. I think that's the easiest thing to do right now. You know,
Todd, this is a very good first show. It really is. Because you know what? Hey, break the ice. What other way to break the ice, right?
Guys, this is my break.
The ice wasn't broke. It was melted with a blowtorch on there. Really good.
With live radio, you never know what's going to happen.
Exactly. That's what I love about it. It started out a little choppy.
Yeah.
And kind of got the joints oiled a little bit there.
Yeah.
And we had some technical difficulties. That just made it a lot more loose, and we got Don on the air coming in.
Don says we're good.
See, this is
what
my
voice. He's saying it's good.
Yeah, and then you know Don gets this poor sick guy out of bed.
He's probably in the hospital, Robbie, with a breathing machine hooked up.
He's got a breathing machine hooked up to him. Don says, "Is that okay to talk now?"
Yeah, but they got you nurses here, guys.
Yeah, well, see, lucky you.
Boy, ventilators are great, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm glad you got some assistance there. And,
can you believe I'm smoking a cigarette while I'm doing this?
Well, that's a great hospital. I want you to write down that address for me, okay? Just in case, because a lot of the hospitals are going non-smoking now. I don't understand why, but they are. And we got to find some way to.
You got it. Hey, you don't know.
Hey, it's not every Friday, Friday Freaky Friday night that you get Don pulling the poor guy out of bed, right?
He had fun with it too, you know.
Oh yeah, no kidding.
You know he did. Yes, can I have room 312, please?
Yeah, yeah, no kidding.
Couldn't find anybody else to bother, so yeah, room 312. Let's get him. Yeah. Oh, he's on a ventilator right now. I'll hold.
That's okay.
Yeah, but I got cute nurses.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Hey, his chest isn't compressing anymore. What's wrong?
That's what those sounds were earlier, Robbie. The poor guy, he was flatlining.
Yeah. Please do an EVP.
Wait a minute, I'm not dead yet.
Okay, well, if you do, you make sure you just have one of those nurses on all those little recorders I sent to you, okay?
Guys, you're not shaming. This is really real.
That way we can continue the conversation.
Maybe I am.
Yes.
I don't know. Feel a bit more delayed.
That's all.
All right.
This has been one good show.
Oh, it's been great.
Been really good.
I love it.
Is anybody here? I know. It's great. And I'm going to, it's going to be so fantastic working with you, because when we get out in the field, we're not all cut up and dry. What I mean?
Exactly.
We just don't force people to do work like, Don. But I mean, like, when we're going up to the field and we're doing our work, it's going to be great, because we're going to have a laugh, we're going to have a good time, and we're going to bring the people the truth and realism and everything.
Hey, now that I got you two as a captive audience, I got a question.
Sure.
Okay.
You ready?
Ready.
Sure.
I need some newscasters. How about joining TNT Radio News?
You need some newscasters?
That's right. I need newscasters. I need people who are willing to get on the radio and broadcast the news.
I think I have somebody that just might be interested in that for you.
Anybody who's out there listening, have them write to Nevin at blogginservice.com.
Anybody who's listening right now who has the ability to speak on radio and has any experience whatsoever, we're offering a unique opportunity. Write into nevin@bloginservice.com and put your credentials down on paper, what you can do. And if you don't have credentials, but you
anybody
have
hear me?
Some type of interest.
Does anybody hear me?
I can hear you, Don.
You can actually hear me in the
look,
system.
Even if they just
yes,
got a warm
you.
Body, I'll take
oh,
it right
wow.
now. I got two levels. BBS
okay.
News Informal and TNT Radio. Very
okay.
Normal and structured.
I think. Can you still hear me?
TNT Radio. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. It looks like I'm able to jack into the system finally for once. And I can do that with this is kind of nice. Are you hearing me clearly?
Yeah, not bad.
How about you, Nevin? Are you hearing me clearly? Nevin?
Did he fall down?
Nevin.
We have a code blue in the ER, code blue in the ER.
Nevin. Someone say something to Nevin. Maybe.
Nevin, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Nevin, if you can't speak, son, just key your mic.
Ask him if he can
I'm
hear
on.
Me.
I can speak.
Can he hear me?
Can you hear Don?
How am I coming through?
Can you
can
hear
Don?
Don?
No, I can't hear him.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Okay, well, I'll keep working on it.
You're making progress, Don. This is
I'm
crazy.
Making headway. The wires are...
Five.
Wait, we're just a little string between these two tin cans.
We're here to share the joyous occasion with you.
Yes,
we're
yes.
Now,
this is just... This is awesome.
In fact, we're now into the TNT News Hour, so
uh-oh.
Folks, for all of you who are listening...
To the listening audience.
We're
folks,
now in the news.
I'm radio. That's what this is all about. I know you had a very specific show you wanted to listen to, but this is what happens on live radio.
So
that's the fun of it.
Whoever wants
enjoy
to take
the
moment, whoever,
enjoy the journey.
He can't hear me.
He's talking.
It's funny. Hey,
especially with the VA office.
I got this poor guy hooked up to the air breathing machines calling in. He can't hear me. I'm... Anyways, and he's supposed to give the news, so we're gonna.
I'm surprised Don hasn't played the pod or anything.
We're gonna keep going into the news hour. So folks, if you think this is the news, then just enjoy.
Yeah, just enjoy.
If this is the news, then oh boy.
And one more thing, is there a doctor in the house?
I am. I got 10 of them left.
All your children out there. Do not smoke.
Nurse Betty.
Say no
Nurse Betty.
To cigarettes.
Oh, boy. I tell you, this is something. Yes,
we're,
this
we're,
is
we're
the
supposed
TNT
to be doing
News
it.
Power
hopefully,
Hour.
Hey, guys, I got to break in. Denise Nelson, you're listening. We are having radio problems. I know you're expecting to get on to the newscast right now. But we are up to our you-know-what in alligators. So hang in there, kid. We will get to you. And also email me if you need to.
Yes. Anybody, if you have any response at
yes.
all, the TNT Radio Power Hour of News with Nev, if you want to email him, that's nevin@bloginservice.com. That's Nevin
News,
at
news Hour with the Psychics begins now.
But we are trying.
No, this couldn't have worked out any better.
No doubt, eh?
At least we're getting it all out in the open, see?
Yes.
Hey,
that's exactly what we're talking
clear.
About.
Yes. What time do you have
how
to return him to the
right
hospital,
here?
Don?
Yeah, he's got, I'm not going to the hospital.
He's got the ambulance
out
there on idle.
You try talking into a microphone through a ventilator.
Those trips are $1,500 round trip now, Don.
Oh, boy.
They're not cheap. You want them to go code 3, you know.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Hey, I watched that program, Emergency One. Do you remember that show when you were a kid?
Code 3? Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, I remember that show.
I'm qualified. I watched enough shows.
Oh, you just kicked in a flashback in my head. Wow.
No kidding. Rampart. I mean,
yeah.
Rampart.
Oh, you guys are too young. You remember Marcus Welby?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I'm 33 years old, and I remember Marcus Welby. My parents used to watch him, and I was forced to watch it as a child.
You were
43? Yes.
You realize I'm almost twice your age. Can you believe that? And
no,
but
you
don't remember
sound nailed it, though,
man. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you're on a ventilator.
I don't remember the last. At 62, all the brain cells just fall off.
Yeah, Nav, you don't sound a day over 30, and, you know, I don't understand why you're on a ventilator.
I don't, no, I, Robbie,
well,
I...
Well, hey, I got one lung left, and only one pack of cigarettes. I guess I'm even now.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, this bout, I got to tell you guys, this bout of pneumonia about did me in. Yeah, I'm an old ex-jar head.
Oh, really? I just watched that movie the other night.
Oh, very loud.
Interesting.
I'm getting very loud now. I have never been sick in my life. Even in the Marine Corps, I took a lot of hits, and I always came out fine. But I'll tell you guys, this pneumonia got me.
It just knocked you out, did it, Devin?
Say that again.
It just knocked you out, did it?
Oh, it took me down. Hey, I'll tell you what, I thought I was counting out. Even my wife thought I was going out. You would not believe how bad it got.
Well, don't you leave yet, so we get the EVP stuff over there.
And yeah, you know how I got it.
Yeah, they should be installing that shortly, okay? Hang in there.
Yeah.
They're on their way.
Dev, don't you go anywhere. We're going to set up the EVP machines all around you before you go.
If you see them bring those paddles your way, you tell them to put them back.
All right. Got it. Yeah, they're going to open the electric shock here pretty soon. I got this pneumonia on a bus trip.
You got the pneumonia on a bus trip?
Yeah. I had to go out to see Don. And
why did
you
go back on
the bus? I jumped on a bus. I jumped on a damn bus. It took a 4-day trip. I saw him for 3 hours, turned around, came back home on the bus. I got it from the bus trip. There were people puking, sneezing, coughing, dying. I was talking to criminals. I'm telling you, it was a trip.
Well, Nev, what are you doing? You should be resting.
Yeah, tell that to Don. Yeah, I know.
Well, that's what... You gave him your home number. He's getting your home number like that, and he's going to bother you.
Yeah.
And obviously you gave him yourself because you called him the hospital.
Yeah.
Well,
John,
I'm not going from the funeral home.
Hey, you can count on us being there, though.
Yes, definitely.
Be there.
Yep.
Yeah, you can channel me from
now,
the
don't take
side.
Offense if we have some equipment, but we'll be there.
Hey,
poor Devin, I tell you.
Do you suppose they got smokes on the other side? I mean, I really hate dying with the thought of not having a cigarette. That kind of bothers me.
You know, the audience must just love this. Folks,
well,
this is one heck of a program, I tell you.
Nuts, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, this is my Vegas act, guys.
It's very, very good.
It is. It really is.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you a little story now. Your audience is going to love this. I'm sitting down at the computer, and I'm doing my thing. So my lovely wife turns to me, and she says, honey, would you like a drink of juice? So I said, yeah, sure, why not? I was thirsty. I'm typing away, working. She puts the glass down on the side of the computer. I don't watch. I just pick up the glass and gulp. It was clam juice.
Oh.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Oh.
I couldn't do it. I started gagging.
Oh, that is just out of the norm.
No,
that is gross. I didn't know
I was licking clams. I thought you wanted some juice.
We went from psychic talk to clam juice.
That's,
wow. That's a phenomenon itself.
Yeah,
from being psychic to the clams.
I don't even work categories.
Psychic clams.
My wife is sitting here shaking her head at me. She's probably going to hit me with a frying pan pretty quick. Hey, but that was a true story. That was a true story.
I think that's probably why you got sick.
Yeah. I think that's his wife calling saying, what are you doing out of bed?
What are you doing? They came to visit you in the hospital. They said you took off.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. The fever is only 106. I figure I could still go to 107.
107 years old, you think?
107 fever, the temperature.
Oh, 107. Hold on.
Hilltop.
Just as you can get paperless.
Well, right now, Nev, this is the TNT Radio Power Hour.
Is everybody?
We've kind of invaded your show.
Does everybody hear each other?
Hey, who's that? That Don?
Okay, good. So everybody.
Yeah, I hear you, Don.
Okay, now we were just off the air for about 30 seconds, and I think I finally figured this out, at least initially. Now I got to fine tune it, but I got wires going in so many directions. God, it's insanity. But,
hey, Todd, we've been entertaining.
Hey, Todd, welcome to BB Radio.
Hey, it's great. I love it.
Yeah, I know. This is cool.
This is.
We just took over Nev's show.
Exactly.
Wow, it sounds like everybody.
Yeah, you're busting right into the TNT Radio.
Denise,
if you're listening, sweetie, I'll get to you.
You know what?
I'm going to make these guys an offer they can't refuse.
It sounds like everybody's in a stadium, doesn't it? Does it sound like everybody's in a stadium?
Uh-huh.
It does?
Well, I mean,
it sounds good to me.
Robbie sounds clear.
And I,
you're clear. The guys are clear.
It sounds like,
wow.
Well, it's not clear as my head.
Yeah, unless that's his voice because of the pneumonia or you working him to death.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, you're working the poor guy to death, Don.
So everybody's clear.
Yeah, damn, guys.
I can hear you good, Don.
Oh, wow. You know what, guys?
Did you figure it out?
I think I hit the wrong button at the right time.
Perfect.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Well, we still got to get Nevin. We can't really hear him.
Nevin? Hello, Nev.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, let me.
Hey, but I'm moving the cigarette a whole lot.
Okay.
I got to do it around the stand.
I think I can actually get Nevin's volume up now without a problem.
Okay.
Okay,
did
Nevin.
Did he get the tube out of his throat by?
Nevin, show him what I'm talking about by screaming.
Clear.
Clear.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
Okay, Nev, you're going to.
Yeah.
You need to talk, just talk normal and see what happens.
Just that one normal guy, what do you mean talk normal? This is as normal as I get.
Okay, does everybody hear him clear?
No.
Okay, keep talking.
What do you mean? Oh, I don't think you're not hearing that.
Can you hear him now?
It sounds like he's really scratchy.
Okay, Nevin?
Yeah.
How's he sounding now, guys?
Talk, Nevin.
How am I sounding, guys?
Is he sounding okay?
Sounds like he's got a little bit of reverb.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's getting a little better.
Nevin?
Yeah.
Now, how's
he... What do you want to get? Bird address.
How's he sound now?
No.
Okay, how about
he's
now?
He's not like you. He's not like me. He's not like Todd. He's a little scratchy.
Nevin, say something.
All right. The three of you are coming in very clear to me.
Are we?
I got a little echo there.
I can hear you clearly, but can you guys hear Nevin clearly?
All right, I hear Don very clearly.
It sounds like he's got a really bad chest infection.
But can you hear him clearly?
It does, it really does.
Can you hear his raspy voice clearly? Do you believe this nut is such a radio system with a guy who can't speak?
There you go.
Can you hear? Hello,
I'm here.
There you go.
That's better.
That's better.
All the guys are here.
Oh, wait a minute. He still sounds a little muffled.
Yeah, he fell down.
Okay, bear with me.
Pick him up.
Oops. Now you just threw him down.
Oh, there's the foghorn.
Plug him back in.
Okay.
We got the foghorn.
Evan, I told you to tell him to put those paddles away. It's not time
yet. Yeah, he's not shocking me.
Hang in there. Bird's on the way, all right?
How's he sound now?
How am I doing? Am I coming through?
Well, he's coming through, Don, but he's coming through like he's got a cloth in front of his face.
That's probably my voice.
Well, are you smoking a cigarette or seven?
That's probably my voice. And probably the equipment.
No, you came through
okay.
A lot clearer there.
Hold
a moment ago.
Yeah, because I didn't recognize you a while ago.
A cooler voice. Hold on, guys.
How's that?
Jill, sweetie, come over here. Jill's going to talk into the microphone.
Okay.
Where's that, honey?
Good evening.
Hello.
How's that?
Do it again.
Keep talking.
Good evening.
Keep talking, Jill.
Good night. Good morning.
Keep talking. Keep talking.
Wherever you are.
It sounds like she got a lot of reverb, Don.
Okay, keep talking, Jill.
Go ahead.
Jill, you just got to talk.
Say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I love you, woman, but it's time to talk.
But I know about the clam juice.
Yeah.
Jill, are you there?
He gets very focused when he's on the computer.
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Jill?
She can't hear you. She don't have the earphones. Hold on.
Oh, well, that'll make a difference.
Okay, I got the ears on.
Okay, you got. Can you hear me clearly?
I can't hear you very well.
You can.
Oh, I can hear her very well.
Oh. Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Okay.
But I'm hard of hearing.
But you can hear me fairly clearly or not?
I can hear you.
I can hear you, but it's soft.
I'm soft.
You're not hard of hearing.
Okay, let's find out what we can do about that. How's that?
Oh, what's that? A cat?
No.
A cat?
Okay, let's see, maybe.
Not the cat. Did Nevin just kill a cat?
I hear laughing.
Yeah, we've been doing that all night.
Yeah.
I wonder, okay, so you don't hear me so good. I'm going to try.
I can hear you a little better now.
You can.
Hey, Todd, did we hear you in
the show? I adjusted the earphone.
No.
Okay, good. But Todd, you guys can hear me.
She yes.
And you can hear me quite good now, correct? Jill? Yes. Jill?
And I can hear that, whoever was talking.
You can hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay, well.
And I heard someone else.
How's this? Is this a little better? How about?
You're more clear.
Am I getting
too? Who's the other person?
I'm Robbie.
That's Robbie, and I'm Todd.
Robbie.
Can you
hear
me okay, too?
Hi, Jill.
Okay.
I can hear you. I can hear you better now.
Okay, and you can hear me better, too, correct?
That's right.
Did you hear Todd?
Excellent.
Can you hear me okay?
Good.
Was that
good.
Robbie?
Nope, no, that's Todd.
Do you hear me now?
Todd.
Good, yeah, good.
This is Todd.
Is anybody out there?
Whatever you're drinking, go ahead and mail it to me. Go to hauntedvoices.com and get my.
I'll have some of that.
Yeah, please send two.
Okay, now I'm going to try something else on this end one more time. Tell me if you can still hear me clearly.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
No.
Okay, I'm going to try one more time. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Is that better? Or I'm going to go 1, 2, 3. You tell me what's better. 1, 2, 3. Now, 1, 2, 3.
About the same.
About the same.
Yeah, I feel like I'm at the eye doctor now.
Okay.
Better
or worse.
All right. Well, I think I'm trying to up the mic line signal, but I guess let's see. Okay. One, you guys still hearing me okay?
Yeah.
Jill, are you still hearing me? You're hearing me? Oh, wonderful.
She's a little bit lower now, Robbie.
Yeah, she's lower, though.
She's a little lower. I can increase her volume a bit. Jill, scream. See what I'm talking about?
No, scream. Your ears.
Oh, Nevin is going to unplug me from the microphone. From the earphones, so I won't be able to hear you for a minute.
What's that? I can't hear you.
Nevin is going to unplug my earphones and plug them into the bigger speaker.
Okay.
Are we live, Don?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. And I think we're pegging the sound. You know what I forgot to do? I forgot to turn down the output.
Oh.
So people are probably hearing this extreme
noise.
They're
having a howl.
Yeah, that's what they've been saying.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I hear you fine on the speakers.
Okay, maybe. Let's see. It should have calmed down by now. Let's see. Maybe they're, okay. There.
Hey, Don. Hey, Don, can you hear me?
I hear everybody, eventually.
This is the sound. Hey, I'm in the spiritual world now.
Yes.
And I'm going to give you some channeled messages.
Oh, good, good.
you ready for this?
Did he say something about channeling magic?
There is a person that is do not eat yellow snow.
Devin, did you say you're going to channel Mexicans?
Yes, I am. I am the channel. I'm on the other side. Don't
you're
eat
on the other
yellow
side channeling
snow.
Mexicans?
Lord Devin.
Sounds like he's eating
that
snow.
ID.
Snow. Okay, I think we got all the bugs worked out. Unless gremlins start mucking with things, this might just work.
Hey, we probably got 1,000 callers calling in. You know, we want to join in on this.
Well, you know the good part with this system, I can actually now plug in 8 microphones here in the office because we're going to have 4 full-time people here and several people that are going to be doing in-studio shows. So we're going to need at least, you know, 8 mics.
Oh, definitely.
And then I have about 5, 6, 7, 8 input lines, which, and then I can now run tones down the lines here soon. So instead of me going, you know, with that horrible noise,
yeah,
you know, for the call-ins, I can have a doorbell ring and I can be putting, you know, all these sounds down the radio program that people want, you know, like, from the audience laughing when you're doing a show like A Link to Heaven and nobody laughs, you just hit that button.
Who's going to heaven? Hey, Don, are you going to heaven?
Yeah. Hey, I got a direct link to heaven.
That's right.
That's right. How can I lose with that on my show?
Hey, you guys want another channel message?
Is he still?
You got to drink chicken soup for pneumonia. I'm challenging this.
Oh, I've heard it all now.
What time you got to have him back?
Hey, Don. Don.
Yes.
when are you wanting to pull the plug?
Oh,
are we good?
Well, we got another 4 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'll do that 4 hours.
Wait a minute. Do we have time for one call?
Don't get me, Don. It's Friday. Don't think I won't fill.
This is your one call time. What are you talking about?
Don't think I won't fill those
4 hours.
That's
all you had all night.
I know we could do it, too.
Yeah, well, we have Christopher Moore is today at 7 interviewing Scott Christensen, who is, I believe, a psychic. And so he'll be on at 7, so we got about 30 minutes here to pull the plug. But it's thank gosh you guys were around to help me figure this out, because I got to tell you, I
thank the audience. I think they're like going, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Well, the audience is used to this on our network.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're
hey,
in
early. Hey, Don, you got to call Denise.
They're good to go.
That's right, I do. Well, I know that at least now things are, I just have to now unplug everything and put wires away so that I don't have them climbing all over every desk and computer, and because I just hooked things up rapidly. I didn't care where it all went, and now I can barely get to my keyboard.
Hey, guys, you did a great show.
Well, put away the instructions.
We need to get on with this. Let's go on.
Instructions? I did all this without instructions. Who needs instructions?
That's
yeah.
Great. Okay, come to my house. I got this stuff in boxes. I don't know what to do with it.
I just figure, you know, soon, you know, instructions confuse me.
Yeah, I know. They screw up and number it and steps and everything.
They do, but it's real. I mean, they give you all these directions, and you're like, I don't get it.
Well, if you go backwards, it's a lot more fun.
That's right. Yeah, my wife hates it, because half the time, whenever she buys things, you know, for the young ones, furniture, I always put it together wrong. The finished product.
And this goes for our listening audience. If you ever need anything put together, please give us a call.
Yes. as you can see, not only we put it together, but you're there with us every step of the way.
Well,
that's right.
Where do you actually put a crib together inside out?
Well, just make sure it's out of the first, Don.
Oh, brother.
Well, I love you guys.
Yeah, you're just terrible tonight.
this is great. It's going to be, of course, the audience. There's going to be level adjustments all throughout the day. Chris, watch out. You're next.
Oh, boy. I feel for you. If you need a shoulder, Chris.
Hey, Don. Are you listening?
Yeah. I hear you.
You got to get a quad to Denise. Give her at least 10 minutes on the air.
Oh, you got it. Well, we're okay. Everybody say your goodbyes.
Yep, we're going to wrap this up.
We'll close the haunted. By the way, folks, this was the Haunted Voices radio show, and this is the format.
No script.
Some
here.
Format. All right, guys. Hey, I appreciate all the work, everybody.
Thank you, Nevin. Thank you.
Don.
Nevin,
now,
let's
try
to get some rest.
Sanity back here.
Okay.
Eat that chicken soup. Yeah, get some rest, Nevin, and take the cigarette out of your mouth.
I'm doing chicken soup as I talk.
Well, don't
like
smoke while you're eating chicken soup.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys, I'm going to hang up. Give Denise a call.
I'll do it.
I'm out of here.
Okay.
Have a good night, Nevin.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night, guys. Thanks. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I like to put a plug in.
You're actually going to give your website address?
I'm going to do but laugh.
You're going to actually give your website address out after this? Go ahead. Okay, I'm going to cut out, too.
Folks, I know you're all there laughing. You know, this is really great, you know.
I'm going to cut out, let you guys close. Thank you. And just,
you bet. Thank you, Don.
You bet.
Thank you, Don. Well, what an extraordinary night.
It was great, Robbie.
You know, you got to laugh, you know. We had a good show. It was fantastic. But we should remind all our callers that call in on Sunday, and we'll repeat this. Not this part, but we'll repeat the good part. And we'll make sure that Nevin gets back to the hospital and everything's fine.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely.
It was a great show.
It was a great show.
And we got all the kinks worked out, like you said.
Yes.
And Don, you know, get some rest, buddy. You'll get over that. And they do have medication for it, okay? Now, next week, next Friday, same time, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Voices Radio. Next week, we're going to talk EVP. We're going to play some samples next week, take some call-ins, questions. It's going to be a good show. Looking forward to it. And we're also going to get some good guests lined up for you. So stay tuned and... thanks for tuning in, and it was a great show. Robbie,
I'll probably
thanks.
Never be back on this program, will I?
Are you kidding me?
That's all Don's fault.
No, you started it. We'll finish it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming on tonight, Robbie.
No, thank you. It was my pleasure, and I'm just so happy you're here. You just give the place a big lift.
Well, thanks. I'm still speechless about the whole thing,
Hey, one thing. I was right, right?
Yeah.
I'm always right, right?
Yes. I can't argue with that. I can't. It's scary.
Yeah, I know. It's freaky, you know. Every day I look in the Cheerios box and it tells me something different.
The Cheerios. You're going to put me in the hospital next to Nevin if you keep that up, I'm telling you. We'll be sharing the nebulizer.
Yeah, right. Have a good night, buddy.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good night, everybody, and thanks for tuning in, and be sure to tune in next Friday.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Being brought to you live on the BBS Radio Network. This is Haunted Voices Radio with Todd Bates.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.